The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been?
Let's bring in my dad for Dear Meathead. Close my eyes. Again, brought to you by J.M. Synthetics.
Father of mine. Boy, you're just on time. I was going to call you.
Well, I'm actually a few minutes late, technically, Dad.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
3 minutes, according to my watch.
I don't like to be late, but I kind of, I was kind of on a roll, you know?
Well, hey, the audience forgives you.
They're great. They have, they're always so spectacular. Been nothing but loving to me for many, many years.
Wow. You know, you started this program of yours, I don't know, few years back.
Correct.
And I think you did a tremendous job, you know.
Oh, I tell you what, it's been a lifesaver. I didn't even know what to expect, to be honest with you. I've told the story many times with the audience.
Well, it didn't happen by itself. You made it happen, son.
It was a series of things, you know.
Well, hey, you did it.
Well, thank you, Dad. I appreciate that.
You're great, honey.
Hey, do me a little favor.
Do a what?
Do me a little favor.
What?
I think your audio on your phone might be just a touch too loud.
Yeah, you're right. Hold on a minute.
Yeah. No big deal.
Work at it.
No big deal. Take your time. I got nothing but time.
Hang in there. How is that now?
Sounds perfect. It was just giving me a little bit of feedback, you know?
Yeah. Well, now I can't hear anybody.
I don't believe you. How is our sweet Joanne doing?
The sweet Joanne is sitting there just like a big box of candy bar.
Can you tell me, am I screwing something up? Birthday. Birthday for Joanne.
Yeah.
When is it?
16.
I thought it was coming up. Okay, I got it down. I got to write that down, and we're going to have it's going to be a blowout. In fact, me mentioning that, she's probably going to get tons of gifts from this audience. You realize that?
Hey, can you turn your volume one more notch up?
No, you have to turn your
volume. Oh, I got to turn mine up.
Yeah, go ahead and turn it up a little bit, Dad. It's cool.
Hey, hold on a minute.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
All good.
There, we're back to the humanoid.
We're back to the humanoid, you say?
Yes. We used to be the jungle people, now we're the humanoids.
Dad, this is a critical time of the year for you because the leaves are falling. And
I was out quite late yesterday.
Hand picking them,
Joanna says, but no, I raked them completely clean, and this morning is a mess again.
Yeah, I know. And then, you know, tomorrow it's going to be windy, so tomorrow might be one of your last days of a big amount of leaves, and that is going to drive you crazy. But my God, it's like an 8-hour day of work for you to get all these leaves picked up.
I spent about 3 hours yesterday with this. I got the power equipment in there, you know.
Right.
It does a good job, but I have a half a dumpster full already. What is it?
Lawnmower.
No, this is a special lawnmower, man. It does a hell of a job.
Wait a minute. Did you just refer to the lawnmower as special power equipment?
It's a power equipment, all right, because I rake it and make it in rows, and then this equipment picks it up.
Right, yeah, a lawnmower.
Yeah. it's a special equipment. Joanne got a kick out of that.
Well, yeah, of course. I did that. So did everybody. I'm drooling. So did everybody else.
Dad, it was almost dark when I come in.
Now, Dad, knowing your history of, shovel full of snow, throw it into the backyard so it melts, it wouldn't surprise me if you've got a pair of scissors and you're cutting the leaves up into individual strips.
No, you're overdoing it now. whatever comes on, I'll pick them up until the next time.
All right. Well, you know what? As long as you're having fun, and I know that there's a great feeling of accomplishment when one gets work done.
Yes, believe you me, picking up leaves with the mower and all this, whatever it is, and you look at a clean grass, it's rewarding.
Well, you're heck yes, it is. I am right there with you on that, Dad, without a doubt.
You've got a bigger mess up in your property.
Oh, my gosh. You're not kidding. I need you up there.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. If you didn't, I would pick you up and drop you off there if you wouldn't wander off in the woods and end up living with wolves.
Hey, I've done that.
All right. Well, Dad, John has a question for you, and so I'm going to get to that, okay?
Yeah. Hello, John. How are you doing, buddy?
John says, hey, Reuben, I am going up north for 5 days to the Upper Peninsula. I'm heading deep into the woods. I'm going to set up camp, spend 5 days. He's going to set up camp for 5 days and hike around the UP and doing photography. His question is, do you have any suggestions on being alone in the woods for 5 days?
I just don't recommend that. I really don't. You got to have at least one other person with you. Because I'm not a person that worries about things happening, but things could happen. You got to have somebody else with you just in case you need help.
Okay, so...
It's my forte, you know?
Yeah. So let me get this straight. I wrote down, you're not the type of person to be worried about things happening, but things happen.
Things does happen, you know? So I don't leave myself available for that thing to happen.
And when John says you have any suggestions on being alone in the woods for 5 days, your recommendation is don't do it.
Well... I don't recommend that. You got to have somebody with you.
All right, so you heard it.
Probably a woman would be nice.
You heard it. You heard it, John. Dad says, cancel the trip.
No, don't cancel it. But then again, be extremely ready for something that goes wrong.
Okay. Extra safe.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm not afraid of animals coming at me, but I'm afraid of other humans coming at me.
Oh, okay. It's some of the people have, I got you. Is that one of the reasons why when I go up north, you get super worried when I go by myself?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Okay. Hey, I got a special surprise for you.
Okay.
Dad, you know what Facebook is, right?
Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well... I announced that Dear Meathead was happening on Facebook, and sometimes people write questions in right there. So I'll announce it like yesterday, and then I'll see comments with a question about like what John asked you. But someone you know had a comment, and it says, I miss your dad. He looks amazing. Signed, Maria Zaitunian.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that is your son, my brother Norman's former wife.
Wow.
Yes. And
wow.
So I said hello to her. She said she loves listening to the show. And I said, thank you. And I told her I love her. And then that was it. So she's hearing this right now, Dad. Maria is. So there you go.
Maria, that was the sweetest thing you could have said.
Yeah, she said you look fantastic.
And Joanne just said, hi, Maria.
That's very sweet. What was that other thing she said?
She says, we miss you.
Of course, of course. Yeah, maybe, who knows? I mean, maybe this will be the next thing that'll cause Maria and Norman to get married for the third time.
Hey, I don't know about Norman, man.
Yeah, you, see what...
you brought another case.
You're better off alone. Dad, don't say another word.
Hey, he's a man of his own, you know.
Oh, my God. For those who don't know, my dear brother Norman, my dad's son from his very first marriage many years ago, fell in love with Maria. They got married. It didn't work out. It ended. They got remarried, and then it also did not work out. So here they are at this stage in their life. So there's Maria, my sweet, I guess technically my former sister-in-law, but always very, very sweet and kind.
Maria was a very happy person.
Yes.
She had, and funny, she had a lot of life in her.
Oh, yeah. We always got along great. We always got along great. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month, mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that, and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. All right, Dad, I'm moving on. Jim has this. He writes, Dear Meathead, what advice can you give Eric for getting rid of the mice at in Grayling?
I really don't think I gave him any advice because I didn't have any clue how to get rid of them. All I did is I kept open up a box. Oh, there's turd in there. So I put some more crap in there, you know, to kill them. And I never got them.
Yeah.
They're always there.
Yeah, for as long as you've owned it, they've lived there.
I totally got rid of them.
You did?
And then they were there tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, Dad, I have had nothing but struggles.
Have you got a... remedy for that?
Not yet. Still searching. It is a great mystery, Dad. And I've got a number of suggestions. I haven't done all of the suggestions, but one day I will defeat the mice, hopefully.
I mean, you have climbed up all the way up on the top, did all kinds of things. The only place I would think that they come in is the bottom of the door. At the entry door.
Yeah, I'm still...
they always go in that cupboard. The bottom one.
I need to set up some trail cameras or something to find out where they're coming in from, those bastards.
You got to put a camera in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Where'd
and then
you get
when them? You get them, just...
Yeah, Mike can get him a camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike can get you a camera.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if we've got a FBI operation sting to find out where those stupid mice are coming in? My God.
Those suckers, I hate them. Oh. I cleaned the place up, spotless and all that. Yeah. And I'll steal everything. Tomorrow, a bunch of turds.
Yes, yes. And then there's the idea of whenever they get the mice get in the traps, I always feel terrible. You know, little bugger gets killed. I hate it. It breaks my heart every time.
Yeah. Hey, I remember you really put a lot of traps around, but they still come in.
I'm still doing it. I got two just the other day when I was up there, Dad.
Man, where the heck could they be coming?
I know it. All right. Hey, Joe writes, dear Meathead, what do you think of daylight savings time and us falling back?
I'll tell you, I was quite confused.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that anymore.
I mean, according to Joanne, they shouldn't be doing that anymore.
Yeah, why does this even happen?
Just to confuse us.
Joanne, just to confuse us.
I know. I mean, I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. I mean,
all of a sudden, I looked outside.
Yeah.
It's almost like early hours. It's pitch dark.
I know it, and you've seen it for 87 years now. I've seen it for 51, and it's still ridiculous. I hate it.
I do too.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
I don't know what the advantage is. Do you?
No. Other than the brats in the morning getting ready for school, but forget it. I don't care. You know.
Oh boy.
Adam writes, dear Meathead, have you ever found anything, you or Joanne found anything that works to keep the mosquitoes away besides bug spray?
Garlic.
Really? Garlic, you say?
Get some garlic oil and rub it on yourself, or wear a cube of garlic around your neck if you're a fisherman.
You hear that?
Okay, cube of garlic around neck if you're like fishing or something.
Yeah.
And then the other one is rub garlic on your body. Is that what Joanne said?
Garlic powder, Joanne?
No, garlic oil. Just a dot here and there. You don't have
just a little
oil.
Dot here and there.
What if you smell like garlic oil and people think you smell like it's horrible, you know?
What do you want? Convenience or smell?
Okay, you can't have both. What you're saying is you can only have one or the other.
Did you hear what you want to get rid of people or mosquitoes?
Yeah, in some cases, it's win-win.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Hey, I think one of these days, when you're going up there, you just invite me as well. Somehow get me up there with the two of us together can really do a powwow.
You were talking about mice or mosquitoes?
No, just being up north with you.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Anytime you want. I would love you to be up there. Well, I mean,
up there and slept on a couch you had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to get you a different place to sleep. That one is not comfortable to sleep on, Dad.
It didn't matter.
I'll get a new bed. I've got one of those inflatable beds. You sleep right on it there. You'll have a... You can sleep. O'Neill will sleep on the bed with you. He loves you forever.
Oh, there you go. Hey, years ago, it didn't matter because it was numb.
Uh-huh. Okay. Excellent. Okay. Moving on here. Stevie writes this. Hello, Ruben. We are updating our home before selling it, and my husband and I are butting heads on one thing. Would you, Ruben, rather have carpeting in your bedroom or wood floor? Signed, Stevie.
I'd definitely like to have carpeting.
You're a fan of carpeting. You like the way it feels, keeps the room warm.
That area requires a little warmth, and the floor really does not exactly offer that to you.
Uh-huh.
You know, and a wood floor stays cold.
Need warmth. Wood doesn't offer it up to you.
No.
Got it.
You know, carpeting is the best thing because we have carpeting in our floors.
But doesn't it get a little dirty? It's harder to clean.
Yeah, well, if you, anybody had a wife like mine, she's
a lot
of that.
Okay, okay. Gotcha.
No, not really. I do some of the vacuuming.
Right on.
She does all.
Oh,
she does,
hey, she
but,
doesn't.
You know, I,
she's like, that's nonsense. You do not do that. All right.
I'm getting opposition on that.
Sure. Dad, finally, Jacob writes this. Today is the 46th anniversary, November 10th, 1970, whatever it was, 74, I guess, 75. I'm not really sure. That the Edmund Fitzgerald sank. Do you remember it? Do you remember when the Edmund Fitzgerald went down here just north of Whitefish Point in Michigan here?
I really don't remember it. Unless they, like this morning, I heard it again
on the news.
On the news. So then, yes, I do remember it when it reminded me.
Okay. So
it was sad, sad, sad event.
29 people died.
Yeah.
It was horrible. It was horrible. And then the guy made the song.
I'm sorry?
And then that guy made that song. Do you remember the song?
Yeah. That was. That was very sad.
Yeah, November 10th, 1975.
Yes.
Joanne
yes.
is right.
The whole crew.
Yes, 29 sailors.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
It was very sad.
Boy, that's kind of a bummer note that we're ending on. I should have led with that question. To end on that one is kind of a bummer. I apologize for that.
Hey, we can all have laughter all the time in our lives.
Yeah, you know, we do what
maybe
we can.
Sadness.
We do the best that we can. Okay,
yeah.
Well, you realize, Dad, we are, Thanksgiving is on November 25. We are 15 days away from the Thanksgiving extravaganza at Mike's house.
Yes. And it's Liz's birthday.
Elizabeth's birthday. Okay, I got to remember that one, too. I should just save it in my phone. But, yeah, that's going to be awesome. I'm excited about that.
She says she accepts cash.
Yes, we got to help her. Hey, I'm trying to get...
I'm kidding.
I'm trying to get my brother-in-law, Kevin, your buddy, to go with us.
Uh-huh.
And I can't promise anything because... He loves to just sit around and watch TV. So,
well, I don't know what that is.
I
have some kind of hobby.
Yeah, I know it, man. I'm not kidding you. 14 hours every day. Wakes up and just watches TV. That's it. And
I hope he's listening, but that's such a waste of life.
What? He loves it. That is what he prefers.
I can't believe he loves it. He just says it because it's habit, so he calls it, I love it.
I don't know about that. Listen to me. When he was living with his brother David, they didn't have a TV, so I am not kidding you. He would sit in a chair with nothing and just stare at a wall for 14 hours. I think it made his brain mush. And now he's got this TV, and, man, he watches the Red Wings, and last night he watched the basketball game and the football. He loves the Green Bay Packers and the Lions. And, it's just, he is in.
Well, it's entertaining him. He's accustomed to something new.
Oh, yeah. He loves it.
And I'm likes
like,
it.
And I'm like, hey, you want to do something? He goes, God, no. But the extent of his entertainment is to come up here and tell me someone's at the door and scare the hell out of me and smear peanut butter on the cabinets.
Oh, my God. Kevin, get a life.
Exactly. So we should fix him up with a date. Can you imagine if he started bringing somebody home?
Oh, boy.
Maybe we should get him a hooker.
He wouldn't know what to do with it. He wouldn't.
No. All right, Dad, this is getting off the rails. I love you guys very much, okay? And everybody loves you, too, you know?
Love you right back, honey. And looking forward to seeing you.
Okay, Joanne, we got a birthday coming up, November 16th. That's awesome. Happy birthday early, and I'll talk to you at about that time, and we'll do it again next week, okay?
All right, and hug that gorgeous wife of yours.
You know it. Okay, likewise. Okay, see you guys.
I love your audience. Wonderful people you are.
They love you too, Dad.
Ciao.
Okay, ciao. See
ya.
Bye-bye. And the cat's in the cradle and the